Oh, this is I'm down.
This is the After Dark when you can curse. Welcome to the HMB Sides. My name's Will Koontz. Of course you know this because it's a podcast. You know who you're talking to. I have this dude, I love him, but he's kind of a goon. And he makes these Facebook Live vids constantly, which are very funny because he has like a Metro PCS phone. And the service is terrible. So the video is just like, here, let me show you. This is great radio for people that are listening. But I took a screenshot of one of his videos the other day. And it's just, this is all it is. It's just a white screen scramble.
Oh, that's terrible. That's why you know.
Oh, I love it. I think it's the best thing. And he always introduces himself on his Facebook Live vids. He'd be like, hey, guys, it's so-and-so. And you're like, yeah, I know. It's on your page, doofus.
I'm friends with you.
Yeah, exactly. I've gotten to that point because I got my own hat sometimes. And so now I'm getting to that point where it's just like, yeah, people know you already. You don't need to put your own name on your own hat, you incompetent, pompous
dingus.
Douche.
Yeah. Oh, you do have. That's
I do. Exactly.
Oh, my God.
I know. I'm that guy who brands.
That's what I... Okay, so we were meeting up for an interview at International Plaza.
That's right.
I was... So the doors weren't open to, what was it, Nordstrom or something?
That's right.
And, like, Jeff was sitting on the bench and... I went to see if the door was open, and it wasn't. I was like, do you know if there's another entrance to the mall? Like a nerd. And it's fucking him wearing,
hey guys.
Wearing his hat. Didn't even know it said Chef Jeff on it.
Oh, my God.
So yeah, apparently I'm not doing a good job with my hat or something.
No,
or,
I mean,
I don't know.
I thought
it was the breast cancer awareness Jets hat.
See, there you go. Wow, I like that. I will take that.
It's red.
It's pink,
it's
isn't
pink.
It?
It's pink.
It's
pink.
Pink. Are you colorblind?
This is the summer hat.
It's the lighting.
This is the summer version of it. This is
for sale? The Chef Jeff?
Yeah.
Hat?
So I'm having some fun with that. So yeah, I do have my own snapback, and I've got some T-shirts that are being printed as we speak, that are kind of fun. I mean, I've had a good, you know, going back to what we were talking about in the last episode here on your podcast. We were talking about, you know, some of the social media stuff on Twitter, and so like. Herd was a big thing for me because that was a big part of this one of those episodes. So I have a T-shirt that, you know, definitely got to have Herd in there. You know,
but no.
That's good, man. Branding, you got to strike when the iron is hot.
And
man.
I'm having fun with that, and I think that's a great thing because, you know, at the end of the day, there's going to be some people that are going to be like, "Wow, it's reality TV," and "Wow, it's whatever it is." But you know, for whatever the case may be, you always, no matter how far you go and what you do in it, you're always going to be remembered for just that moment because. That next season's going to come out, or whatever it may be. I mean, you might remember some people on American Idol, but do you remember everybody at every point? You might not. So I'm having fun throughout that whole process, turn what could be 10 minutes into 20. So.
Did anyone respond to you when you said, Herd? Can I get a Herd?
Yes.
Okay, good.
A couple people did.
I don't know
so
if I
humiliating.
Saw
yeah.
Just like, shh.
Yeah, because when I was watching that clip, I was like, wow, you were really intense right there. I mean, I was feeling
that.
So
they did respond.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. I got a couple crickets, but it was mostly the crew that really knew. They were like, oh, all right, oh, I'm going to listen to him now. Like, you know. But no, there were a couple people, but it definitely set a tone because for some people, they had no idea what to expect. It's like, who the fuck is this guy coming in like that? Like, telling me
that
to go.
Was in the episode where Jeff was stealing the team captain position from another cast member.
How do you do that?
She sucked. So I just jumped. No, I'm kidding. No, it was just, you know.
She was overwhelmed.
She was just over her head. She was just more or less, she was just over her head. And I'm not going to lose. And I'm not going to have my team lose if I know I can do something for them. And that's how you should do anything in life. I mean, do you want to just stand there and see someone down, or do you want to try to pick them up? And I believe that, you know, we as a team, we came and we really just reprioritized what we were doing,
mm-hmm.
and we just had a better strategy, and we went through it. Well, ultimately, we did not win that challenge, but, you know, I was safe, so it's okay with me.
That was a good one.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's your favorite episode, Meg, so far this season?
Okay, the last one so Christina Tozzi, which is one of the judges, she tasted someone's scrambled eggs, and before that, Chef Aaron was
Chef
like...
Chef Aaron, you mean? We're in America.
He says Aaron... Like, and he says Sanchez like some ridiculous
I wrote
way.
Sanchez.
Yes.
Sanchez?
Like he, okay. Anyway, no
Anywho,
offense,
yeah,
Chef
sorry.
Aaron. Aaron.
Suck it, Aaron. No, I'm just kidding.
What the hell was I saying?
Your favorite episode.
Christina Tozzi.
She ate some scrambled
eggs.
Oh,
yeah, eggs. But before, Chef Aaron was like, yeah, some people really... underestimate how powerful black pepper is or whatever he said. And he was like waving his arm at the next girl who actually put way too much fucking black pepper in her eggs. And then Christina went to taste them, and she, I mean, maybe it was a real cough, but it seemed like a very exaggerated cough, like multiple coughs. And that's just when,
like,
Twitter...
Like hacking up a hairball, it was
Twitter
obvious.
Went, Twitter went crazy.
It went about...
Her face.
It was like
cough.
This... Isn't there like a cinnamon experiment where you can't like take a spoonful of cinnamon because you'll just... Yeah...
It was like that. I don't know if I saw that comparison, but yeah, it was totally like that.
I felt it when I was like, you know, we were listening and watching this whole thing go down.
Were you down there at that point, or were you already upstairs? I feel like you hadn't gotten chosen to go.
I had not been chosen yet because I was on the far. If you're looking at the screen,
they
I was on the far side.
Always taste your dish first, and I'm like, guys, I need a minute to breathe and get to my next tweet. I do not go directly from shit that is really important and I need to tweet to like more shit that's really important and I need to tweet.
Yeah. I remember seeing that all, and I remember I turned my head to the left, and I'm like, damn, like, because it's hard sometimes, because then like you do like that whole natural reaction because you're in that moment for a second.
Is it natural? You probably can't talk about
it's,
this.
It is. I mean, because, like, you know, you don't know what they're going to be judging and what they're tasting, because we don't get to do any of that. So, you know, you're taking it at that face value of hearing a cough or seeing the reactions, like, damn, that sucks, you know? But then you realize, like, shit, that camera might be on me, and I'm going to look like an ass right now, you know? And so it's like everybody's watching. So it's nuts because of that reason. Like, it's...
Another really great episode so far. It feels like we've been watching forever, by the way, but like
that's awesome.
It's still young. But
yeah,
anyway,
it really is too.
What I don't know if it was the first episode. Jeff can probably tell me I'm wrong, but at the end, Ramsay's like, and now we're going to the balcony where all the safe chefs are. And they're like, we're going to do like a balcony vote to see
Ooh.
Who gets sent home.
Survival
like,
style.
Yeah.
Oh, that was nuts.
Fight to the death.
That
you
was nuts.
You all said, okay, so they said, say the name of the chef that you want or you think deserves to stay, whatever. Yeah. They all said this one lady's name uh-huh. and the poor like other girl got sent home.
Yeah.
No one wanted her in. And that was just like,
just felt
it was
bad
like a
for
weird
her.
Twist. No, it was just like a shocking moment. Like they never go to the balcony for a vote. They
yeah,
never leave
never,
it up to the
never,
other
They've never
other
pulled
competitors.
That survivor card. They've never pulled that in any of the
Gotta
8 years.
Gotta switch it up. Try something new. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah. And I think for this moment, too, I think that they, you know, they were, it was.
Like, I need to ask questions, but I don't know if Jeff can answer
yeah.
these questions.
No, I mean, it was.
Well, my biggest question, of course, is crazy. Did you win? That's what I want to know.
Let's just start from the top. Like, did you? Okay, you can't answer. Please leave the building now. You have no value to my show. You're just going to have to stick around and see. You really are. I mean, it's a great
TV.
Meg
on Twitter, so
it's great TV. My... It's fun. And it is Fox.com. It's on Hulu.
Oh, I have Hulu.
So you can watch it the next day.
Yeah, I don't know how to use it, though.
Yeah.
I have an account, but I don't know. My friend set it up for me. I don't know how to
But
use
it is there on Fox. And it really is a fun show. It's cool.
Can you
because...
watch regular shows on Hulu? Is that the benefit?
What do you mean by regular?
Like yeah, like weekly what is this regular you speak of?
Like ones that are on TV
now. Well, I mean
now.
Like MasterChef, I guess you can watch.
Yeah, so I think Hulu is all of the major networks. And then they've
Hulu.
Got, you know, so many of the cable networks have jumped on because, you know.
Really? Like AMC?
I don't know about
you
AMC.
You need to watch Handmaid's Tale, which I'm sure someone
I heard
has
that's
Hulu.
Supposed to be really that's Amazon though, is it or is that Hulu?
No, that's Hulu.
That's Hulu.
Handmaid's
that's the one
Tale.
With
oh, that's the one where the ladies are upset and they're fighting with oh
the
patriarchy.
They all wear red
yes.
yeah, yeah. with the
they're
chick
fighting
from
the patriarchy is yeah. exactly what's happening.
Yes, okay.
It's got that girl from
sounds great.
You would love
whatchamacallit.
It.
She was on Mad Men.
Yes, Don Draper lady.
Yeah.
I didn't watch Mad
Sex,
Men.
Oh, that was a show I watched. I could not put that show down. And I watched it through Netflix.
I wanted to start it, but I can't commit
oh,
to something that long. Like, because I even ditched Walking Dead.
Yeah, I can't
I
do that
like,
show.
I'm
ladies,
done.
Are no. you listening?
What?
What? You can't commit to something that long?
Well, obviously, that everybody knows that knows me.
That went way over both of our heads, but that is the funniest line of the day.
Oh,
that makes like the
know.
Clip of the podcast right now. That
clip
is
the day,
best.
Yeah. No, everybody knows. Yeah, like I don't want to have to be home to watch something.
Yeah,
you know, I pretty much even on Netflix now, it's either Always Sunny, or Office, just over
nice.
And over again.
Nice.
But I don't really watch that much. I watch like maybe a half an hour before bed. Uh-huh. That's about it. Everything's on the computer.
Yeah. I couldn't get into It's Always Sunny either.
Oh, that's a funny
show.
Like,
I was on it for like a while.
I hear you. And I was like that too. One day I got sick and I had nothing to do, so I just watched. It's so, here's what I found out about that. It's hilarious. I love that show. Mm-hmm. But it's so avant-garde, and it's set in such a real setting. Like, it's set in any, yeah. like, it's just like us, you know, hanging out. Yeah. But the scenarios that happen are so avant-garde and wild that it's hard to connect it in your head. I think that's what it was for me. But then I kind of just let that go. This is fantasy world. Forget it. Let it go. So give it another try. I don't know.
I love that show. And it's like, it's weird because now I'm into Friends. And I never watched Friends before. Like, I didn't watch Friends. I was
even growing up.
I was a like, I think that time period, you were either really into Seinfeld or really into Friends. And I was really into Seinfeld, and yeah. I did not get into Friends. But now I'm watching Friends, and I'm like, this is great stuff. Like, I think it's one of those that type of a show that you have to grow up and appreciate it, and your life changes so you can relate to these people. It's like Office Space for a movie.
Yes.
I hated Office Space for the longest time until really? I actually made it in the working world. I was like, this is the rest of my life. Like, yeah. this fucking sucks. Like, this is literally it. Like, I am not going to do, like, the TPC or the TPS reports anymore. Like,
yeah.
fuck cover sheets. So it's like, it's literally, now it's one of my favorites because it's like, I can relate. Like, I want coffee at 10 in the morning.
Yeah, you have that connection with it that you didn't have before. Yeah. So what else do we want to talk about here? I haven't done this long of a podcast in a long time.
All the burning MasterChef questions.
That's why you're here.
I don't think my questions are questions that Jeff can answer.
Yeah, but you don't know until you ask. He can always say pass. Okay, Let's do that.
Ooh, we can play a game. Yeah. We can play pass.
Answer or pass.
For the balcony episode, for instance, didn't they tell you fucking guys to say this one lady's name?
No,
Are you joking?
That was, we were a very tight-knit group, by far and large. We were a very tight-knit group.
And not with Paige, apparently. You all hated her.
We didn't, no one hates anybody, but... You know,
not like hate, you know what I mean?
It's like competition. It's like you hate them because you're going against them.
Yeah, so I mean, like, you know, will there be moments where it's like, hey, people are going to love me? Sure. Are there moments where people are going to hate me? Sure. But that's because it's the nature of the game. I mean, this is a winner-take-all situation. This is, you know, you're only as good as your last dish, and it's Master Chef, not Master Chefs. So when you're looking at it from that angle, you're going to get rid of the weakest person that you can. And so in that moment... Paige, being 18 years old,
that's
could be perceived as the weakest, youngest person. Now, I'm not saying that that's the case, but it could be a factor for many people that might have been up on that balcony to say, I want her out because I can maybe get to this person later on, and maybe I can take her out some other point. So there's a little strategy behind what you say and do.
See, I feel like I would have kept Paige so I could take Paige out maybe later.
Ooh.
That's my thought
Ooh.
On that.
Could have been.
And then I realized she's the one that went up against Danny that we never got to see.
Yeah.
Danny's another local guy then.
Yeah, he did the 40. And,
yeah.
He's from Florida or from Tampa?
Land O'Lakes.
Yeah,
he was.
Oh, Land O'Lakes.
He was out there for
That's pretty,
a hot second.
Florida's representing
they have a lot.
Them there.
Yeah, Florida pretty definitely. Good. But, and, you know, what's crazy is that I was originally supposed to be representing Trumbull. Connecticut, which is my hometown where I was born and raised back up north. And I was like, absolutely not. Like, I haven't lived there in, you know, over a decade. I don't have any tie to the community. I don't know the pulse of the community. And community is a huge thing for me. So it's like, it wouldn't resonate well. And I said, and I was very methodical with how I went to the producers saying, nope, you're going to do Tampa, and you're going to do Tampa because of these reasons. And I don't think they've ever been, like, pushed by someone to say, like, oh, shit, like, yo, this guy's just fucking Machiavellian over here. Like, it is strictly business with him. Like, and I just said, it's 11 DMA. This is, you know, this part to that part, business-wise, this is why it's going to make sense. And they were like, we'll get back to you at 9 in the morning. And I was like, good. 9 o'clock came by. How'd it go? Whoa, like, you're following up, too? We've never had anyone do that. And Tampa was it. And I'm so proud to be able to represent Tampa. Because Florida as a whole has got some good tongue-tied there. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
I was doing
Did you have a stroke, dude? Are you all right?
No.
Oh, my God.
Small stroke?
Yeah. Florida's got some great representation on the show at this point, and Tampa definitely is home to me, and I love this city, so I'm proud to be able to represent hit really hard. Actually, I think now I am the only person in Florida.
I was just going to say
I am the only because Heather's gone, and she was representing Miami, so I am.
My God, Will, I know way too much about this show.
I love it. Like, I'm like, this is the coolest thing in the world. Like, I'm so humbled. That
what other burning questions do you have that he may or may not be able to answer?
No, I'm just really wondering if everything is authentic. So, like, the balcony.
I can answer that.
Example.
No. There's no way. Because I don't want to blow your mind and your fantasies. But I had a buddy who was on an MTV show. And, I mean, Are You the One?
Are You the What?
MTV's Are You the One. It's like a spinoff of Real World or whatever. It's like a dating thing where you get in a house and then you bang everybody or whatever. But he was on that. And, I mean, you have to make it interesting somehow. So I would imagine it's either editing where they make it look like something else. Or he told me they would just be like, yeah, go do this. And he'd be like, okay. And
yeah, then that part is never the case. I mean, we really stay true to, you know, who you are and what you're doing. And, you know, certainly there's going to be some editing, and certainly there's going to be, you know, what they are able to capture. But by far and large, it really is, you know, you're doing what you need to do. And, you know, they're not telling you to say things or do things. You are authentically in that zone and in that moment. And, I mean, like, when the clock strikes, I mean, it's go time. And you just focus, get it done, and... You know, what happens within that time period, it happens.
So when it runs out, you're really fucked.
You are fucked. You are fucked. I mean, literally, you could
be. They don't let everyone finish?
No, apparently.
Not even in the beginning?
I heard about somebody, one of the seasons that, you know, was like a great cook, fan favorite, I guess, apparently at that point. And she didn't put something out on the tray at the second. And by rules, sorry, you're gone. Like, you know, and apparently it could have been a really good dish. But it really is real. I mean, that is truly time management, being in the zone, being focused. The clock is right in front of you, and that is the clock that's on TV, is the clock that you're watching when you're cooking. So it's pretty wild. I mean, it's intense. And I mean, there were moments so far at this point. I mean, I remember doing the eggs that I thought I wasn't going to be able to get it in time. Like, the first round of my eggs, because I had to do them twice, I really thought I wasn't going to be able to get it done because I started a little too late. I thought I was going to have enough heat to get those eggs done.
Eggs are tricky, man.
And the Gordon Ramsay way is a tricky way. So.
Which I guess, yeah, is a good thing to test you on.
Yeah.
Really.
Exactly. Because it stands, a lot of what they do is, you know, can you, bigger picture stuff. Like, can you take directions? Can you improve yourself? Can you listen? You know, time management. Because, you know, going back to Orlando, there was one producer, because you were asking about the tasting part, and there was one producer that was more or less like the culinary expert that was asking, like, so what did you put in this, and what did you taste, what were you going for? And then he started quizzing me on, like, you know, how do you make this dish? And you start listing, you know, I would do it like this, this is how I would do it. And I remember him saying, yeah, you could do it that way too. And it was at that moment to be like, can you take, and I knew what it was standing for. It was like, can you take criticism? What are you going to do with that criticism? How are you going to be able to, you know, bounce back from it and take it to make it better? Or are you going to be, you know, arrogant and be like, no, I got this. It's my way or the highway type thing. So I think those eggs were a bigger picture and saying, you know, can you do it? Can you listen and can you be a student? And that's what they were really grading you on, I guess.
How do you know, because you're not classically trained. So when they ask you, how do you do this? I don't know.
Well,
I'd figure it out. I'll
a lot of it is that. And like when we were doing the eggs part, I really was like, we got to make sure I got this. Like I remember like I cooked my scrambled eggs from a GQ video that I actually saw, which said, this is the way to make the perfect scrambled eggs. So I was like, oh, cool. I'm going to make the scrambled eggs. Like, I'm going to do them the GQ way, and it's going to be super good. No one else is going to be doing this. And not the case at all. and so I had to do it his way. And, I mean, it was intense. It was different. But a lot of it is just you got to go with what you're either being taught to do in that moment to say, hey, here's my dish, or here's the way I'm going to do it. Watch, learn, and do it exact, or you're out. Or what do I have in front of me? What can I work with to make? Because, I mean, you know, the seafood episode that we had done with the shellfish that was my dish for Tampa was a mystery box that, you know, you don't know what you're going to be given. You just open it up and it's like surprise, and you have a couple minutes to think, okay, what am I going to do? And those moments, you just got to go with your gut. You got to just kind of let it be and just ride it and have fun.
Yeah, because you once you commit, it seems like you can't really.
You got to just ride it out.
Time.
But, I mean, I was, what's great about that one was that I, when I saw that, that incredible box, I was like, I got this. Like, I was feeling it. Like, that is Tampa in a plate right there. I love what those ingredients can do and all that flavor that can come with that, with everything that I put into that dish. And so, I mean, I was focused, and I had really mapped it all out. I had a beautiful mise en place. So for anyone that doesn't know what a mise en place is, it's where you take all of your ingredients and you prep everything and you're ready to go. So I had all of my vegetables chopped, ready to go. I had all of my meats cut, ready to go, all consistent in size and shape, and all organized on my chopping block. So I was ready to go. And I actually added the shrimp because I was like, I got more time. I can do this. I'm going to add up even more. And I was like, I got to add something else. And I did it that moment where I was just like, boom, I got this. And then with the eggs, it's a totally different story. I had to do it twice.
Seems like your entry dish, the cooked dish you brought to Orlando, kind of had that Tampa flair going on.
Yeah, I'd say a lot of my cuisine is that. I mean, it really is more, you know, New American. It's taking some great dishes that might have a more cultural way about them that does and can lend itself to more traditional ways of eating them, but having a more refined, unique approach to them that kind of intertwines some of culture or, you know, just different flavors that kind of can come in and change the whole profile. And that's something that I think cooking is so awesome to be able to have that recognition, is that you don't have to stay in the lane. You know, you really can bring in ingredients and change things up and be a rebel.
Well, now they're telling you have to stay in your lane because appropriation.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Wait, is that real?
Yes.
You can't cook certain dishes because...
Oh, my gosh. Haven't you been reading?
Oh, my God.
There's been all these articles.
I try not to, frankly, anymore.
There's been all these articles about, what did it start in Portland? Where this
the burrito lady.
Yes.
Yes. That was infuriating.
So now there's all these articles about,
So everybody's on board with this now. In the food world, too?
I don't know if everyone's on board. But there have definitely been
people on board with it?
I mean, yeah. I feel like there's an influx of articles that, lean that way now.
Yeah, it's a really... the world is changing very fast. And this is a... just like there's good and bad with everything, this is a bad side effect of the internet, where you can freely communicate your ideas. And sometimes you find some people that think like-mindedly, even though it may be silly and dumb. And then it explodes.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know. I mean, the internet can be a beautiful friend, and it can be a horrible enemy all in the same time. I mean, it's just, there's some craziness that's out there, but the idea, I think it's the idea of the internet that sounds really good. I think we all want that, you know, utopia. I mean, you mentioned it in the first episode of your podcast, you know, how that's what at Twitter all of the execs intended it to be. And then it's just like, oh, fuck, we actually have online bullying. Like, what happened to just taking your lunch money down the hallway? It's like, no. I mean, now it's got ramifications that I don't think anyone would have ever intended. And never to the magnitude where people are doing some terrible things to others or themselves, and leveraging what could be a beautiful thing to connect people, but for the wrong reasons and to showcase some horrible things. So, yeah, it's some scary shit out there.
I used to fight with people on the, and I'll still fight with you on Twitter if you want, but you have to have a picture of yourself and you have to have your name.
So at that point, you know that you're talking to someone real.
Yes.
Because like at that point, like if you didn't, would you be just yelling at the wall?
Yeah,
you would literally be like your neighbor, yelling at the parking police.
There has to be some sort of repercussions for what you say online. So you have to use your real name. I feel like, and if you're not, then you don't get the privilege of spouting out your mouth.
So then, who polices that? Who's the auditor of that to make sure that this is authentic, or to really give it that this is someone of credibility? That I literally can give back and forth with. I mean, like, who polices that?
Blue check mark, Will.
That's no. It's more. I think it's more. You have to make that decision. You can always push the block button, and that would be the end of the discussion. And you don't see anything anymore.
Yeah, I will proudly say I've never.
I haven't either.
I've never blocked someone on social media. I've never gotten rid of it? I've never I don't know if anyone has an iPhone. I don't know if they do it for Android, but an iPhone, like, you can block phone numbers, and I've never. You do that one? All right.
Telemarketers.
No, that's where I actually go back into that Twitter fight, and I'm like,
why doesn't Android let you block numbers?
I don't know.
Google wants you to make sure they know everything that's going on.
I know. I can't block numbers on my phone.
But you know what? They just get a new number, and then they still call. Because I get a new one every day. Where I have a voice line, you know, for this thing, a Google voice line. So people can text and call in. And I don't have to answer it, but they can leave a voicemail or a text message. And so I'm always, whenever I get a number, I don't answer it anyways because I feel like, because you have to connect it with a number. So I have it connected to my cell phone, so it still rings on my phone. So I never answer these numbers, but now I'll just Google them real quick. And if it's a scam,
I
block it.
I love that reverse phone call or something like that.
Every
just
time,
like,
yeah.
You know, what are you doing? Why are you calling me?
I don't know you. Yeah. Although I found this site, it freaked me out, man, because it was an actual real number. It was somebody who was Justin Grant's number. Mm-hmm. He called because he was coming to do this, and so I put his number in. And a FloridaVoterRegistry.com.
How does that happen? Because I've looked at that too. And then you find the addresses, and then it's just like, then you could do Google. I mean, it's creepy. It's so
red.
I guarantee you, your current apartment is listed on there. Your address,
it's
your
weird
party affiliation, what you're registered as.
Oh,
yeah. Your phone number, how old you are. It's really creepy.
Who's your family? Like,
yeah,
closest names and relatives, and you're like, oh my god, like, I know him. That is that person.
That's my dad. Yeah. I do know him. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's really, that's a little frightening.
It's
to me.
Scary. That is a little scary because then, like, you know, now it's like, you know, we've got drones and now we've got Google Maps and it's just like, bing. Now I see it and it's just like, that's weird. So there are some weirdness.
That's why I'm surprised there aren't more. Like, people, stalkers just killing people. Because now it's really, like, if you get in a fight on Twitter with an egg, and then you could be like,
that's scary shit. I'm not going to lie. That's some fucking scary shit.
But then they could look you up and potentially find your cell phone number or, you know, where you live. And then, so it really, I mean, I guess it speaks that we are pretty civilized as a whole.
Because these things don't happen all the time. You would hope. I mean, it's some scary stuff out there. I mean, like. And there are times where, you know, I'm protected by the great people at Fox for a lot of what they do for cyberbullying and monitoring. And, you know, if there's ever anything that's truly,
they need to
you
get
know,
you a gun.
It's Florida. but they literally have said, you know, if there's something that's out there that's, you know, too much or that we see or you see, you report to us, you know, we will alert the proper authorities and we'll work. But, you know, I was like, you know.
Like if you have fans.
Yeah.
Scary fan.
Yeah.
See,
or family or anybody. I mean, I weigh that every day.
I have this, I'm in between because I feel like you should be able to kind of say what you want and just block them. You don't need a tattletale and get an attorney on them, sue them or whatever. That's overboard, I think, in my opinion. Yeah. But then it could, if it got potentially to the point where they were coming to your house or. So I don't know. It's this. I have mixed
or
feelings
consistency.
About it.
You know, if they're persistent with it, and it's just like the same voice, the same people. You know, then it's like, okay, this is just weird now. But yeah, I haven't had to deal with that. I don't think anyone else has had to deal with it. I don't think that's going to happen.
Wait until you find out that
premonition.
Jeff won the show.
Yeah, this is literally. We just had another premonition or something like that right now. First in your first episode.
You know what my
here,
gut's telling me? I'll give you my prediction.
Now it's this. Yeah,
you come in second place.
Is that what you think?
Second place.
You're just going to have to stick around and see.
I really hope so.
You're just going to have to see.
And I'm also seeing from this, you're going to get a show like Guy Fieri's, but better. Get something similar.
He ruined Food Network. I'm just going to put it out there.
Dude,
I'm not going to
lie.
No
way, bro. I love Guy Fieri.
I am just been outvoted by two incredible people in the same room.
People.
And I am literally going to.
Guy Fieri, as much as they make fun of his ass. Y'all love him.
I don't know if I like him because I make fun of him.
Guilty, like, you know, like, all right, cool. But, you know, you look at what he's done with that network, and it's just like, let's get the craziest thing, and we're going to make this burrito quesadilla, and then let's put a cheeseburger in it and be like, whoa, I'm wearing a shirt with flames. That's cool as shit.
Yeah, but
fuck
people,
yeah.
Number one.
American fireworks.
This is just
and it's
like,
just like
when people say
that's what
they,
he that's what he bought last week. He bought that when he was here. Just
yes.
He was like fireworks. Wait, like I sort of I can't write this shit up.
$10,000 worth of fireworks.
He brought
or something?
Here in Tampa.
No,
Tampa.
He didn't.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he was
How
just
do you
here.
Know?
It was all over.
It was in its time.
I found it on Twitter with all those Twitter trolls. Now I'm kidding.
Fireworks.
Yeah, yes. He was here.
He brought like thousands of dollars for the fireworks.
He was across from my gym that I never go to. This is why I should go to the gym.
This. I'm literally. This is like a premonition. Like we should do this again for New Year's. Set resolutions and be like, oh my god, now you got to follow through with this because I see the future.
Seeing
and
the
it's
future.
Just like
I'm the prophet. I'm
but
telling you.
Why do you
you.
Like Guy Fieri? Tell
the
me.
The prophet of
well,
podcasts. Ooh,
this is. I That's think nice it's name. Because he's kind of a goon. But I mean, you can't. You can't. Disavow his success because he is so successful.
Yes.
People love him. People do watch him. That's why he's still on TV. But he is this weird character where he's kind of like Larry the Cable Guy in comedy too, where he's so easy to make fun of and the flavor.
I think you're. I think you're absolutely right, and that's really what it for me where that kind of goes because I think that you know he fits a need. He certainly is able to tell a story. He's able to engage people and they have fun with it.
Yep.
But sometimes is it like. Too much in like an embellishment of it, absolutely.
You
but
either love him or you love to hate him, and he wins either way because you're still talking about him, he's still on TV.
Yep.
And it's just like when they talk about it, it's like I compare him to Nickelback, like everyone's like, Nickelback sucks. Nickelback has sold more records than anybody in the 2000s.
Yeah,
that everybody loves Nickelback. So, I mean, it's a guilty pleasure for people. They don't want to admit it, but something is going on there that
look at this burrito. I put some refried beans in it.
Oh my
god! Oh my god! Guy Fieri, so God bless him. I love him. We had this joke on the cruise I went on because it was Carnival had his burgers, so
yes.
We just always go, "Where are you going to eat, man?" You know, we're going to Flavortown near the pool, bro.
Yeah, but I bet you that was the coolest thing to say. Like, oh, where you go? I'm going to Flavortown.
Yeah,
and you didn't feel like weird about it because you're like, no, it's literally right behind you. Like, just
just
turn around. It's
everybody
right
knew what you were talking about too. It was like
Table
a boat wide joke. Yeah. It was just like Flavortown, baby.
Yeah,
it was so much fun.
I love it.
Wait, okay. So which fireworks stand was it? Because
I don't know. It was probably
one of those
fireworks.
Phantom.
It's
I think it was one of those Phantom
so
fireworks.
So that was in Tampa though.
Yeah. St. Pete, Tampa, St. Pete, or something like that.
I think
it was
Tampa.
He was just here in town filming an episode.
But he was in St. Pete, so I'm confused why he went to Tampa.
He's probably just having people take him around.
Oh, he was just hanging. Stuff.
He's like, yo, where can I get fireworks?
Locals?
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, I got the place.
He's like, I just want to cruise. I got the top down, the Camaro, got that Z28.
He doesn't drive that. Like, he's on a bus or something.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
the
for
car
sure.
rolls 100%. Up.
Oh, for sure.
It
yeah,
parks
yeah.
outside the establishment. He cannot possibly be
but
driving
you know what?
Around.
That place is going to get so much mileage out of it that it's going to be super fun and cool.
Yeah, my boss's you know? Friend owns that place.
Oh,
I don't
really?
Know his name. But
what,
yeah.
was, what was the place that he went to?
Buya Ramen.
Was it?
Yeah.
Right on.
Which is pretty good. I've been
I
there
have yet
a few times.
To,
it's good.
Yet to try, so.
There's so many. I was telling you this last time. There's so many places here. That I get so overwhelmed of where to go to eat, so I go to Chipotle like once a week.
Oh.
You did admit that to me.
I don't, but I forget. Like, and then I'm like, oh my god, I wanted to go to this place.
You know, I'll tell you, because I always try to. I'm now becoming like my father, where it's like I get somewhere early. I try to be prompt and like you know the whole nine yards. And I got here a little early, so I drove around because I have not come into St. Pete from the way that I came in, and so I drove down. A main road. I'm going to keep that away because we don't want people on Twitter to find information and start putting. So I drove down a major road that we're near, and I haven't been around this side in quite some time, and I was just blown away by how incredible and so many great local places had popped up since the last time. And this was the last time I was in around this area was about a year and a half, and I was just blown away by just you know how nice it was.
Yeah, it's overwhelming.
Super
for
cool.
me. I forget. And I gotta start. You gotta start telling me places to go. That's what I'm gonna ask you when I thinking about going to Chipotle. I'm just gonna text Megan and be like, "Yo, where should I eat?"
Yeah,
today?
You never text me. You always like Twitter message me.
Well, I think actually I looked and I think I have two numbers in here for you, and I didn't know which one it was.
I'll tell.
I have. Let me read them out.
Okay.
She will
I'll
tell
show
you,
you
right
you
after
show
this
me
break.
Which one is yours? And
I always
I'll,
want to say
I'll
that.
Do that. Do you have any more pressing questions for Jeff before we go?
No, actually.
That was
not
the only
that I
one?
Can think of.
The hotbed?
I asked a few.
No, you had a good one.
All right, that's two trains traveling, one from St. Louis and one from Chicago. No, this was a lot of fun. I really, I cannot thank you enough. I mean, this is my first podcast I've ever been on.
I'm honored.
And
This Although you did cool. radio today, so this is probably a little underwhelming.
No, you know what, though? I mean,
yeah, you had a lot to live up to.
I know.
Well, no, I'll say this because, you know,
string lights.
One of the cool things that we have is sometimes you don't get to see it and you get to listen to it. But, you know, to the listeners that are out here, I mean, this dude, Will, is living his passion out. I mean, he literally is doing his thing, and that to me is super cool in itself. I mean, I like seeing, you know, a lot of just hard work and passion behind people to make their dreams come true. So, I mean, like, you don't get to see, you know, the studio that he's made, and he's, you know, put heart and soul into it. So, to be out here, this is really super cool. I mean, this is, you get it done, man.
I have
so
a single
thank you.
Tier.
Thank you very, much. Right, I mean, this really is cool.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it. ChefJeffPhilbin.com and CLTampa.com, the food and drink section. You can find all the goodies there. Thank you all, and come back anytime you want.
Woo-hoo.
Appreciate it.
So all right, let me. Thank you. Oh man, I meant to get the little outro music here, so I don't have to record it later. HMB sides here on HMBRadio.com. Subscribe. You can do it right on the iTunes, Google Play, wherever you get your podcasts. HMBRadio.com. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.